This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour, we're prepared to move ahead. Are you? How do you do? This is the DJV show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Find us all on Twitter at DJV show. The D is for Doug. That's me, Doug Steffen. At Doug Steffen, at Kara Schillen. Oh, no, that's actually at C Schillen.
There you go.
S H I L L E N N. Victoria Keelan, two E's. Jennifer Horn. Two N's.
So close.
Isn't it?
So close.
What happened?
On air.
Nothing.
Victoria.
I'm not Victoria.
No,
Keelan.
No, but I'm just. I know. But the Keelan, some people say, well, how does she spell her name?
So no one ever. That's precisely why I don't use it, because no one ever knows how to spell my name.
Really? Well, there. Mm-hmm. I just fixed it for you. Now you can change it if you like.
Yeah.
So, the ice situation, and I don't mean the weather. I mean the ICE agents and the number of detainees and what kind of is it different or are things the same? The number of immigrants in our country has hit nearly 40 million. I was going to say $40 million. No, nearly one in five people living in our country speaks a language at home other than English.
I believe that.
The number of immigrants nationwide reached an all-time high, nearly 40 million, affecting incomes and education levels in a lot of cities around the country. The effects are not uniform, however. If you go to look around at some of the states, immigrants have added to the number of those lacking a high school diploma, with almost half of those from Latin America falling into that category. However, when we look at the other end of the educational spectrum, Asian immigrants are raising average education levels in many states. Half of them hold at least a bachelor's degree. So, apparently, as I look at this stuff, there's no one-size-fits-all that you could apply to all immigrant groups. Census Bureau releasing a host of demographic information, stats on immigration, education, housing, employment, all this sort of stuff. The information is important, I guess, to a point, or is it? Is this sort of information important to you, Victoria, when you hear these numbers? Do they mean anything to you? I'm looking at New York now. I'm looking at all of the states, and I went to New York. New York residents have the longest average, they have the most number of immigrants in a large city. And I find that shocking. I would have thought Los Angeles would have more.
Oh, really? Right. No, I definitely would have said New York.
Really?
Sure. Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yep.
Really?
There's so many different
various backgrounds.
Yep. Yeah. Huh. I think these statistics are important in the sense that I think it's very easy in the current sort of political climate to just say either immigrants are good or bad. And we'd either talk about everyone's all bad and they're all rapists and they're all Mexican and they're all
drunk.
You didn't
hear me say that. That was not what I was saying.
No, I don't mean you. I'm saying, but this is rhetoric that we hear from the president all the way down. So this is stuff that we hear. I think it's important to tell the other side of that story. Now, you know, and I agree with all of us here, I think, agree that the sanctuary city thing is out of control. And so it just seems to be it's either we 100% are for sanctuary cities and it doesn't matter what kind of deadbeats we have, or all immigrants are bad. And so I think these statistics are important to paint the realistic picture where, like most things in life, there is a happy medium. And most of these people live in the medium. My dad is one of these people, an immigrant who's in the medium, hardworking. He's in that middle ground. And I think that's the danger of polarizing these types of discussions.
Well, I think they become very polarized.
Your dad came here legally, though, right?
Yes. Yeah. He's a legal immigrant.
So It's different, I think. The immigration issue is different based on who's coming here legally and is wanting to be part of the system, and who's coming here illegally and just trying to sneak into the back door and disappear. I think that makes a huge difference. I also think to me, the most disturbing thing about all of this is that most people are speaking another language at home. That's fine. I think people should. I wish I spoke more than one language other than my terrible high school Spanish. I think people in this country should speak multiple languages, especially if you're talking about your future. You probably want to learn how to speak Chinese because... Right. That's what we're going to have to learn. So I'm all about that. I think that that gives people a step up. But I would be curious to know if they're speaking another language at home, do they know English? And I think we really need to prioritize the people who are coming here legally and the people who are here. We want to make sure that people are assimilating, because I think when dangers happen, it's when these neighbors, I mean, we have so much segregation in this country. I never hear anybody talking
about
it.
We do, much more than we did when I was a kid.
Yeah. And it makes my skin crawl when I drive through L.A. and I see Koreatown and I see little Taiwan and I see little Armenia and I see, you know what, well, that's a great place to go get lunch. Do you know what that is? That is segregation. And somehow we celebrate it.
Self-imposed.
Black
neighborhoods now, we're all trying to get everybody together and now everybody wants to be by themselves.
Make me nuts. No more of that. Yes.
Yeah. So I started by focusing on information from ICE. There have been a lot of complaints, patterns of abuse, apparently, from ICE agents, women especially, held in detention centers around the country, reported searches that turned into groping and fondling. Many say they were propositioned, subjected to suggestive stares and innuendo, threatened with retaliation if they said anything. Officers shrug when they report abuse from men, fellow detainees. So the inspector general says he has 1,200 complaints filed, primarily about incidents that took place while people were in custody, were in ICE custody. However, a lot of other officials with the Department of Homeland Security say the numbers are a lot larger than that. So ICE says they only have 1,200 complaints. Department of Homeland Security says they have 33,000.
Does ICE work under the Homeland Security, or are they two separate things?
I think they work under them, but I don't know that for sure. I think that makes sense.
ICE works under the Department of Justice.
Does it? Okay.
I believe.
So it isn't under Homeland Security.
That makes sense,
Why does it not make sense to have
the reason I think that it does is because Jeff Sessions, well, he's the one that would file the lawsuit again. So I'm not sure where they report, maybe under Homeland Security.
Do you know we have 200 jails in our country that have all these ICE? There are 200 jails that are detention centers across the country. Mm-hmm. 200 of them. I find that to be, and then I look at the tab. You know the tab last year? And this is not judgmental, this is factual. The tab last year to remove illegal residents, $100 billion. To move these people around who are coming here illegally, I don't think the average person understands, and maybe this is a good focus for Tax Week, to know where your money is going. And in part, $100 billion of the almost, $3 trillion? Which are the budgets? $2.3 trillion or something? Some crazy number that
we can't... Some insane number.
Right, exactly. So anyway, the head of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency was before a Senate committee acknowledging that these are rough calculations. She said it's somewhere between 94 and 97 billion. Okay, so I said 100 because I was rounding it off. Don't you think that's a lot of money? Last year was 94 billion. That's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
For these people to be spending. And is it worth it? At the end of the day, maybe this is the question. Is it worth it to you to have this kind of dough spent on whether it's real security or whether it's like the TSA, it's travel theater? Is this really doing... Are we really having an impact? I think some people could say, yeah, and I look at the numbers, if you believe the numbers, we have far fewer coming into this country illegally than was the case a couple of years ago. And for most, right. that's a good thing.
I think once you start looking like you're going to follow the law, I think it doesn't make a favorable environment for people to think that they should keep coming.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I think for the people who have lost lives, and look, I'm not necessarily for people going with butterfly nets, going door to door, going, okay, you in the paddy wagon over there.
Mm-hmm.
But if you come here illegally and you're already committing a crime, and then you commit another crime while you're here, and you're sitting and using our resources in prison.
The first crime is coming here illegally. Is that what you're saying?
Of course. Yeah. Well, of course. Everybody's committing a crime by coming here. But if you commit another crime and you're sitting in jail, absolutely, I think you should be deported. Look at how many people have committed crimes and then gone on to commit other crimes as illegals here. Why do we want to leave ourselves vulnerable to that?
Okay. You want to go crazy, all three of you? Ready?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. The Board of Supervisors in San Francisco voted last week to issue municipal identification cards to residents regardless of whether they are legally here or not, and to double the amount of public money available for the treatment of those who are in San Francisco against federal immigration laws. So basically, it's an ID card for the sanctuary city.
You're not going to make me crazy. I live in Los Angeles.
and
all the time.
That's nothing new. New York did that 4 years ago. Everybody's got it. It was regardless of your immigration status, come get a New York ID card.
And
you got like free museum passes and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like going.
You got like a free membership to the Met for a year. All my friends did it. But I never understood the point. I mean, except having a nice membership to the museum, but I didn't understand the point of doing it.
Unbelievable.
In today's automotive news, at a press conference in Detroit at the Ford headquarters, Ford told the press their new cars will be able to interact with their environment. Key vehicle software will be updated over the air, and not just software for their Sync 3 system. 3D printing will play a very important part of Ford's future using lots of robots, and Ford is investing $4 billion in cost savings. Ford is developing new partnerships in China with electric vehicles and new partners in India. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? Geico gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me, because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast, but the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your short list of qualified candidates. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
With glittering eyes, we work into the exciting news in the world of entertainment. There's a question, a survey that was published by the Tribune Foundation. I don't know why they wanted to know, who would you go to if you needed saving? Who would you want on your side? And the winner was MacGyver.
who else is in the running?
I'd go for Chuck Norris. Come on.
Well, that kind of, yeah, there were those sorts of people who
you
were.
You can talk politics with him, Jen. That's true.
I know. I love that.
John McClane was in there. James Bond. Let's see here. Jason Bourne.
Jason Bourne was very self-concerned, though. So, you know, yeah. He's always drinking martini.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Jason Bourne doesn't take talk.
Jack Bauer. You say that? Harrison Ford.
Ooh.
As Indiana Jones.
Yes.
That'd be good.
All right, yeah. So let's see. MacGyver. Let me go through the stats just quickly here. We'll work up to it. Harrison Ford got 16%. John McClane, 14%. James
Bond.
Who is
that? Who's John McClane?
John McClane's Die Hard.
First of all, I've never seen that. Okay.
Cultural.
Forgot.
8% went to James Bond. 8% to Jason Bourne. Let's see here. And Jack Bauer got 7%. So 20% went to MacGyver. I thought that was very interesting. Okay, let's see what else have we got here. The SAG-AFTRA board has called for a ban on auditions in hotel rooms and residences where a lot of reports have indicated some sort of sexual harassment and assault have occurred. What, you're talking about for some of the shows like American Idol and Bachelor and that sort of thing? Is that what they're talking about?
No, they're talking like Harvey Weinstein in a hotel room luring in young actresses.
Oh.
That's what they've put a ban on now, or they're calling for it. But
yeah.
Isn't it pathetic that they even
it
have to
pathetic.
Do
yeah.
that?
That's I'm looking at that thing to myself. Good God. All right, 25 after the hour, music news. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction on Saturday, 33rd annual induction ceremony in Cleveland, the public auditorium there. Introduction by Stevie Van Zandt. New Rock and Roll Hall of Fame singles category is a recognition, so he said, of the excellence of the singles that shaped rock and roll history. The rock and roll jukebox, recording artists that had not been in the Rock Hall of Fame heretofore, and maybe never be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. First inductees into that category where the song Rocket 88 by Jackie Breston and his Delta Cats, it came from 1951. Link Ray and his Rayman's Rumble, 1958. Louie Louie by the Kingsmen. Oh, come on, we got to clank. There we go.
I'm just trying to give some time to all the artists, songs.
The ones before that weren't
not
important.
Just the ones
this
that
is
you
important.
Want.
Procol Harum's A Whiter Shade of Pale was in sort of mentioned, got honorable mention. Yeah, that's a great song. And Steppenwolf, another great song, Born to Be Wild. This is a great rock classic. New category. So Stevie Van Zandt also said, quote, "We know the history of music can be changed with one song, one record. In 3 minutes, we suddenly enter a new direction, a new movement, a style, an experience. Songs like this can result in a personal revelation, an epiphany that changes our lives." That certainly, I think, was true of Louie Louie. That song is classic, 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 classic. And Born to Be Wild is as well. So little Stevie Van Zandt working on some of the other...
How long till Despacito gets put in?
Yeah, be a while, thank you. Speaking of awards, Britney Spears is going to be honored at the GLAAD Awards in Los Angeles. A Vanguard Award for her contributions in promoting equality and acceptance toward members of the LGBTQ community. She said, quote, "I feel like our society has put such an emphasis on what's normal, and to be different is unusual or seen as strange. But to be accepted unconditionally and to be able to express yourself as an individual through art is such a blessing." Huh. Pretty cool. She attended the event with her boyfriend. It'll be on Logo on April 18th if you want to watch it. 28 after on DJV.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your short list of qualified candidates. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Craftsman is celebrating over 90 years of innovation. Since 1927, they've put hard-working tools into the hands of makers and mechanics. I've had Craftsman tools in my garage for decades, so I know firsthand that Craftsman comprehensive automotive tools and garage storage solutions will help you tackle your next project with confidence, whether you be a shade tree mechanic or a certified pro. So visit your local Ace Hardware or check out Craftsman.com to shop the latest hand tools, power tools, lawn and garden equipment, smart products, storage solutions, and a whole lot more. That's Craftsman.com.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
For thought and things to make your day better, this is the DJV Show. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and you here to celebrate all kinds of things. I have Warren Buffett's advice. Are you ready? This is good. Write this down. Every day, well, maybe you don't have to do this every day, but start if you're looking for a way to sort of enhance how you're feeling about getting to where you want to go, whether it's at work, whether your personal relationships, what you do for fun. Write down the top 25 things that you want to do in these categories for the rest of your life. All right? So you've got, what do you want to do in terms of work? Got 25 things you want to accomplish in terms of travel, in terms of your family, whatever it is. And then when you've, it may not be 25, but you've got a number of things that you want to do. And then circle, Warren Buffett says, the top 5 goals. And start planning right away how you're going to achieve those goals. And then throw the other goals away. Just spend time on the top 5 most important goals. If there isn't, I mean, I can't think of anybody I would follow. This guy has studied hundreds of companies. He's acquired hundreds of companies. And he's one of the most successful people that has ever, ever been in business in our country. So somebody to listen to. Plus the fact he's reportedly a wonderful guy. Very low-key. A lot of fun, actually, to be around. He's got a great sense of humor. And at 80, what is he, 86 or 87? He runs what is arguably certainly the most profitable, personally held, although there's plenty of stock out there. But he controls a lot of it. And has made a lot of people a lot of money. What is he worth? $11 billion or something like that? And he started basically as a clerk. So you can do it. You can do it. It may, you know, the in terms of money and how you, if that makes your life good, it certainly helps. My father used to say he's had it with and without, and he'll take it with, thank you.
I always get kind of inspired watching Shark Tank. I know you love that show, too.
I think it's a fabulous show.
I love that show. It's I love the American ingenuity that comes out of it. And I love when they do the follow-ups of, you know, where the companies are, where they are now since they've been on the show. It's just, it's so great.
All right, now that I've got you in a good mood, I'm going to flip the outrage button.
Down.
All right, here comes the outrage budget. All right. Because it's tax time, we're talking about, a lot of us, we're focused on where does our money go. I do this every year, and I hope that it gets through to any number of people. When you think about where your tax dollars are going, think about this. 12 years ago, at the close of 2006, our debt was $8 trillion. That was $28,000 for every man, woman, and child. $113,000 for a family of four. So think about it now. Fast forward to 2018. 2018, our debt is, how much? You know how much our debt is? We've borrowed almost $21 trillion. It's almost three times what it was only 12 years ago. How in the name of God? And then think about the division, you know, do the math here. That's like $75,000 for every man, woman, and child. That's $300,000 that you owe if you got a family of four on the budget. So people say, where's our money going? 30% of it goes to paying the interest on the debt. So it's almost impossible to imagine. And then when you see, this is amusing to a point, but it's also annoying the way millions of dollars is wasted, how congressmen and senators rip us off. Dozens of them have figured out ways to scam the system, and some of it is the money that's in their budgets and how they use it. Some of it is campaign contributions being turned into personal income that's not taxable. Whether you knew that or you didn't know that, campaign contributions for them are not taxable income. And that's why they hire so many of their relatives, mothers, fathers, wives, brothers, sisters, children. Look at any report from any of the congressional staffs or Senate staffs, and you'll see how outrageous it is. And then you can ratchet that up a little bit. Last year, according to the Government Accounting Office, federal employees wasted $200 million on business and first-class air tickets in going to various, like the NAB, for example. It's just National Association of Broadcasters just had their convention in Las Vegas last week. And the amount of government, there were dozens and dozens of government people there from the FCC. And they went first class. Why are these people, unless you pay for it, why? And then they get the miles, by the way. You knew that, too, right?
Okay, but I have to stop you. Well, I think that's great. Yeah. I think that, yes, they should be flying coach like the rest of us fly. You're always, that is such a negligible amount of what's causing the debt. What's causing the debt?
I'm just saying little pieces here and there, Jennifer. That's all I'm saying.
Little pieces here and there are great, and I think they would add up to a small amount. But if you really want to cut the debt, if we really want to get serious about it, we have to talk about entitlements. And no one,
I agree,
including Trump, has the backbone to actually make that decision. That's why Paul Ryan is leaving when he is, because his two
big initiatives in his professional life were cutting entitlements and tax reform, and he knows that in the next 8 years he will probably not get his entitlements cut. So why not leave after you've accomplished tax reform? And I think until someone's really serious about that, we're going to always have this problem. It's going to be borrow, 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 borrow. And what happens when that runs out? I don't think anybody's being very responsible.
Let's see here. Fire protection?
Check.
Uniforms, mats, and restroom products?
Check.
First aid cabinets and safety products?
Check.
Great! So it sounds like we're ready to go.
No. When I said check, I meant we still need to check on all those things.
Just call Cintas. They can handle all of it. It's what they do.
Okay. Call Cintas.
Check.
I mean, got it.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how Cintas can help you get ready for the workday. Visit Cintas.com.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
If you don't use it, you might lose it. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain why this is especially true for divers next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
The first dive of the season or after a hiatus is always special, and being a bit rusty after being out of the water is expected. So before just jumping in, take the extra time to honestly reevaluate your health, refresh your dive skills, and get your gear checked out by a reputable dive center. It's a great way to ensure your first dive of the season is the positive experience that it should be. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. A new study suggests that some TV ads that many people consider annoying are actually more than just irritating. They're potentially deadly. Here's the story. In 2016, Americans were exposed to 1.2 million television ads by mass tort lawyers who were seeking plaintiffs for their lawsuits. According to the research paper, some of those ads had the effect of scaring patients so much that they decided to stop taking their medications, and 6 people died. The situation is so serious that the American Medical Association believes these types of ads should now carry special warnings. The concern is that the commercials frighten people by emphasizing side effects and ignoring the medical benefits. Let's be fair, the Food and Drug Administration could hold the answer to this problem. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce points out that the FDA already regulates which medicine gets to market and that it could regulate advertising too. Learn more at centerforamericatv.org.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Brought to you, this portion of the program, maybe I should, I'm talking like Yoda now. Brought to you, it is, the program, by Progressive's Home Insurance. Get a quote at progressive.com today. The Home Quote Explorer gives you multiple quote opportunities. You can pick what's right for you at progressive.com. You can compare lots of different quotes. Progressive.com. Good thing to remember. United States of America and what's going on in the United States of America, always our focus, although we do travel around the world as well. I find it interesting that the National Park Service has announced that they will not be increasing the entry fees at 17 national parks across the country. A widespread public opposition, you think? This was one of the most, this got announced, was it earlier this year?
Yeah, I think so.
Late last year. And I thought to myself, well, these people have a lot of GD nerve. And one wonders where the impetus comes from. After all, we pay in our taxes for this service. We pay, well, it's like a toll road. You pay for the road in your gas taxes, and then they want you to pay again. And that idea surfaced all over California, Jennifer, of doing toll roads here and toll roads there.
We pay over a dollar a gallon in gas taxes and whatever else. So, and they just keep taxing more like it's the first time they've ever done it. Oh, let's tax gas. Oh, wait, you already are.
Yeah.
Right. Well, it went up 23 cents in Jersey.
Yeah. So the National Park Service not increasing entry fees, and so I guess the rest of it is all. I think that if you're planning your vacations for the summer and you haven't been to the Grand Canyon or Yosemite or Yellowstone or Bryce Canyon, the parks, the Sequoia, oh, my God. When you go out to Northern California, you see those trees. It makes you believe. It really does. You look at those trees and you think there has to be there's another force in the universe other than just us that connects us. These things are really beautiful. I was cutting the trees and stuff, doing some work on the farm over the weekend, cleaning up from the mess of the winter. And I was working at a friend's house who had a tree, we cut it down for him. That was 300, and it was planted. The house is the, I think, second oldest house in Framingham, and it was built in 1756.
Wow.
And the tree was planted when the house was built. So the tree was 352 years old, something like that. So when they put it on the truck, the tree was so big, they had to have one truck just to carry the trunk of the tree as they cut it down. And the guy who owned it was very upsetting for him. And I think,
Why did they cut it down?
The life. Well, because it was dying. The center of it was all rotten. Trees were falling off. One of the limbs were fell. Somebody that worked at the house had their car destroyed because a huge limb fell off the tree and crushed the car. And he was just worried that, at some point in time, somebody's going to get hurt. But you look at the rings. This is the way you tell these big in the sequoias or any tree. It's kind of fun. This is a great sign. I remember doing this when I was in the eighth grade. That we got some lumber, or not lumber, but we got some wood from, and I think one of the farms that I worked on is the one that supplied the wood. And we actually counted the rings. Did you ever do that? Did you ever count the rings on a tree? The years,
the wrinkles by my eyes.
No, that lets on something. But this does tell you a lot about life and how it works, because every ring represents a year, and you could. This tree was so huge, you could count out. Some of them were sort of close together, but counting out the rings, it's a good thing. I'm going to do this with my grandson Miles when he's here this summer. Get a tree trunk, and because we store big trees. We do a lot of, on the farm, I have a sawmill. So we take a lot of the trees, in this year especially, and cut them up for wood. We have firewood, and we also have wood that we use for building. And, you take the trees, and you look at them, and you count the rings. Maybe I'm the only one who's amused by that.
But I don't really have access to a lot of trees to chop down, so I don't really get to count rings in New York City.
I got it. Okay. Well, but it is
go to Central Park.
Yeah.
Cut a tree down.
They won't
there.
Mind. I think it's right, a felony,
so
actually, to do that.
You can't do it in the city unless somebody who's working is creative. You bring a little stump. It's not that big. You weigh 25, 30 pounds. You can bring in a slice that could be used for a tabletop or something. And you look at it and count the rings. Use your imagination. This is a good way. When you have your first child, Victoria, that ought to be the first thing you teach him or her, how to count the rings on the tree. All right, 10 minutes before the hour here.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need.
you can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft or fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
After the hour, Money Pit time from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program and MoneyPit.com. The website comes Tom Kreitler, who is the co-host with Leslie Segretti of this weekend excursion. But you don't have to wait for the weekend. You can go online to Money Pit, the website, Making Good Homes Better, a newsletter that comes out every week. And this week you can get tips for a pet-friendly yard. Maybe you pick up the poop. What else?
No, I mean, we all think about making our yard beautiful and green and weed-free, but if you have a yard that your dog is going to be enjoying all spring and summer long, it's a good idea to just kind of take a look around that yard and make sure it's safe and good to go. There are things that you should be doing to your grass to make sure that it's great. You know, you want to make sure you're planting.
Not spraying all those chemicals on it is not.
Yeah, reducing the chemicals, making sure you've got an area for shade, you know, because you want to keep the pets off of the asphalt and the concrete when it gets really hard. You know, check those fences out, things like that. We've got a whole to-do list. Give you a kind of a quick checklist you can use on MoneyPit.com right now on the homepage.
Yep. Home decor tips to keep couples together. I'm looking at some of the headlines here. Very cool. And I think that's something that we all want to do. Keep those couples together.
Yeah. Those home decor projects can really tear a family apart.
MoneyPit.com. You're saying that facetiously, but I think a lot of people do argue about what they want to do to fix up things. Sure. Painting, a lot of this stuff is done. Gardening, we're getting started with that. All kinds of helpful tips at MoneyPit.com. Here's a question from a guy named Terry who wants to know if it's true that he should use Pepsi-Cola in his toilet. He writes he's heard that it was good for dentures to clean them up. So why wouldn't you want to clean up your toilet with Pepsi Cola or whatever?
It's one of those old wives' tales kind of stories. It has a hint of truth in it. And the reason that people will put either Coca-Cola or Pepsi Cola in a toilet is because it's mildly acidic. Wow. And, you know, it's got citric, it's got phosphoric acids in it. It can break down stains if you leave it in there for a long time. But it just seems like a terrible waste of that product.
That's why folks
will suggest it, because it does have some acidity to it, and that will break down some of the stains. But we also have many other fine products that will do that a lot quicker.
Yes, you do. All right. We'll have a question about somebody building a new house. If you're in the market to build a new home, I'm thinking about it. You better listen up, because there's something that you need to know right after this.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I was surprised at myself how much energy I had. And, you know, I'm doing two jobs, running around like a maniac, and I was able to handle it. Really, I'm like, wow, this stuff is really good. So, you know, more than anything else, it just gave me the extra energy and the well-being, feeling of well-being that I don't think I would have without it.
Well, I take it every day, and I feel great. And my wife looks at me and says, how come you never get sick? And I do. It's because I take the fruits and veggies.
I just feel a lot better. My life has turned around. Everything is working for me.
It just helps me feel good. I just think the products are wonderful, and I take them every day. I just like it. It works.
When you call, use discount code DJB, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJB.
There is a sound no business owner should ever hear. It could mean you're out of ink, paper, or maybe that old printer is done for good.
I think we lost him.
Go to Staples. Staples has low prices every day on a great selection of ink, paper, and the latest printers. Now at Staples, get 50% off the HP OfficeJet Pro 6900 series. Staples, your total printing solution.
While supplies last, valid on SKU 225-6781 and 225-6786 and 421-18.
Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program has a letter from Maggie, who says that she, her family, building a house, first floor, has a concrete slab which they stained and sealed. Can we put wooden baseboards primed and painted on the concrete? That's a good question.
Yeah, you know, you can. I don't see any reason that you can't do that, Maggie. That's pretty typical. But, you know, concrete is very absorbent. It's very hydroscopic. So if you get a lot of water that collects along the outside of the foundation, that water can pull in, which is why when I do that particular type of a project, I'll always leave about an eighth of an inch air gap between the baseboard and the slab itself. It's barely noticeable, but it kind of breaks that bond, so that if the concrete slab does tend to get damp or wet, it won't pull up into the baseboards. I have seen, you know, in remodeling projects, and when you take those baseboards off, Doug, you will get sort of a staining along the bottom that can get kind of moldy. So just
can't you
a little
put
bit
rubberized paint or something to keep the concrete from weeping?
Just a little bit of gap. That's all.
That's all you sealed
the slab. Yes, you sealed the slab, so that was good.
Yeah. So, but it still leaks a little. Weeps. Apparently.
It can weep. That's correct. Yeah. It's a sad story. Can weep.
It is. But true. We're out of time. Tommy the K from the Money Pit.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.